Together, a product of Californian beverages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
The headlines at 12 hours. ZDA actualizes $12.2 billion in investments, creates over 68,000 jobs in 4 years. LAS condemns continued human rights violations by police. And Russia launches fresh wave of strikes on western Ukraine.
The Hot FM News with Monique Matipa.
Good afternoon. Here's the news in detail. The Zambia Development Agency, ZDA, has announced that $12.2 billion in investments have been actualized over the past 4 years, resulting in the creation of over 68,000 jobs. Speaking at a media briefing in Lusaka, ZDA Director General Albert Halwampa said the actualized investment comes from 567 companies monitored between 2021 and 2025 out of a total $86.2 billion committed. He has noted that the mining sector led with $4.7 billion, followed by manufacturing with $4.1 billion, transport at $1.2 billion, services at $842 million, and agriculture at $493.6 million. Mr. Halwampa has also attributed the growth to pro-business policies under President Hakainde Hichilema's administration, highlighting that $1.3 billion worth of local business development support was mobilized during the period.
$12.2 billion has been actualized in the past 4 years, and this is a phenomenal figure. Yes, some of you may be asking questions, say, where is this 12 billion? We can't see it. You won't see it. It's not like that. Some of this 12 billion is still at slab level. Some of it, the equipment is crossing the borders. All that is value. Some of them, and we thank God and for the leadership of Mr. Hakainde Hichilema, President of the Republic of Zambia, some of them are already producing and manufacturing. For example, the United Capital Federal is one of these phenomenal milestones. We also have PDV in the Lusaka South MPs, and a number of others have already actualized.
The Zambia Environmental Justice Coalition has called for an immediate stop to illegal mining and any steps towards allowing Sinometals to resume operations pending a comprehensive environmental cleanup and full restoration of the polluted site. Speaking on behalf of the coalition, Zambia Alliance for Women Programs Manager Cesar Katebe has also demanded the urgent relocation of affected communities to safer areas with access to clean water, food and land to support their livelihoods. Mr. Katebe has noted that the current cleanup efforts are based only on visible contamination, lacking a verifiable scientific methodology and could expose nearby communities to further health risks. He has criticized the 16.2 million kwacha compensation package for over 700 individuals, some receiving as little as 400 kwacha, as grossly inadequate and lacking transparency. Mr. Katebe has further called for an independent and transparent environmental impact assessment process with strong community and civil society involvement.
The coalition is investigating reports of mining activities around Sinometal site and will take the appropriate legal action if the same is confirmed. The coalition will also pursue all legal avenues available to prevent ZEMA or any other institution from proceeding to authorize the reopening of Sinometal operations before full and verified remediation of the environment and adequate community compensation. We therefore demand an immediate halt to this reported illegal mining at the site and planned regulatory steps towards allowing Sinometal to resume operations.
The Law Association of Zambia, LAZ, has expressed concern over the continued violation of human rights by the Zambia Police Service, particularly in the treatment of suspects in custody. In a statement, LAZ President Lungisani Zulu has also condemned the increasing trend of mob justice, urging the public to uphold the rule of law. While acknowledging the police's role in maintaining order, Mr. Zulu has stressed that law enforcement must operate within legal and constitutional bounds, respecting the rights of suspects. He has cited a video circulating on social media depicting a young man tied with ropes after allegedly being caught stealing at a farm, which the police have since confirmed they are investigating the death of 22-year-old Enoch Simfukwe, who was apprehended at Munyama Farms on 16th August 2025. Mr. Zulu has urged the public to avoid taking the law into their own hands and to hand over suspects to the police for proper legal action. The Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, has dismissed assertions that new voters' cards will be introduced for the 2026 general election, saying the design and colour remain unchanged. ECZ Chief Electoral Officer Brown Kasaro said cards issued in 2020 and during the continuous registration exercise are still valid and will be used in the upcoming polls. He has explained that the mass voter registration exercise, running from 13th October to 11th November 2025, is meant to capture new voters, including those who have lost, damaged, or wish to transfer their voter's card to a different polling station.
Cards that were issued in 2020 and those that have been issued during the continuous registration exercise in the 30 districts across the country remain valid. So they will be valid for the 2026 general election. So the current exercise is aimed at new registrations. So those who have will be registering for the first time, the majority of whom would be those who have just turned 18. Yeah, for those that are already registered, we would only expect them to visit the center if, one, they've lost their card, or it's damaged or defaced, or indeed they are moving, they would like to vote from a different polling station.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
In business news this afternoon, the Zambia Public Procurement Authority, ZPPA, has suspended Wusongo Youth Enterprises Limited and Thinker Generation Limited from participating in public procurement for submitting fake documents in their bids. ZPPA Principal Public Relations Officer Ingutu Mushambatwa said Wusongo Youth Enterprises was suspended over a tender for the construction of a police post, while Thinker Generation Limited suspension relates to a tender for building a 1x3 classroom block at New Kasaka Primary School in Mazabuka Central. She said the action follows a complaint from Mazabuka Municipal Council, which discovered that Thinker Generation Limited had submitted a ZRA tax clearance certificate under the name of Wusongo Youth Enterprises. Ms. Mushambatwa said a further review revealed that Wusongo Youth Enterprises had also submitted non-genuine ZRA, NAPSA, and workers' compensation certificates under other company names.
ZPPA established that Wusongo Youth Enterprises Limited and Thinker Generation Limited submitted compliance documents that were not genuine